It will be months before a final decision comes in Attorney General Curtis Hill's disciplinary case over allegations he groped four women. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on what comes next after this week's four-day hearing.
The nearly week-long hearing featured 26 witnesses, hours of testimony, and dozens of pieces of evidence. All that must be compiled into one record both sides review. The parties then file what's called their proposed findings with the hearing officer, former State Supreme Court Justice Myra Selby. All of that will probably take a couple months, and at that point, things are in Selby's hands for a while. She'll make a recommendation on what should happen to Curtis Hill, which could be anything from no action to a reprimand, probation to suspension of his license, to disbarment. But that's not the end. Whichever side doesn't like Selby's recommendation petitions the Indiana Supreme Court to review the case. The five justices will make the final decision, but it will likely be well into 2020 before they do. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.